The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Mark Haddon. The policeman looked at me for a while without speaking. Then he said, "I am arresting you for assaulting a police officer." This made me feel a lot calmer, because it's what policemen say on television and in films. Then he said, "I strongly advise you to get into the back of the police car, because if you try any of that monkey business again, you little shit, I'll seriously lose my rag. Is that understood?" 9 Pairs of Boots in Vietnam by Rosie J. Williams and Stephen R. Williams. The sergeant called for another man to join him, and he told me to cover them. The adrenaline had kicked in, and I began to shake violently. They crawled out to where the Viet Cong was laying and checked him out for booby traps. He asked how many rounds I fired, but I didn't know. He then told me to count my empty cartridges, and there were 7, at which point he said, "Awesome! You hit him 6 times!" He then came to me and wanted to shake my hand in congratulations. Instead, I just dropped my head and cried. I had just looked a man in the eyes and killed him. The Old Man and the Sea, Ernest Hemingway. "How did you sleep, old man?" the boy asked. He was waking up now, although it was still hard for him to leave his sleep.
"Very well, Manolin," the old man said. "I feel confident today."
"So do I," the boy said. "Now I must get your sardines and mine and your fresh baits." "He brings our gear himself. He never wants anyone to carry anything."
"We're different," the old man said. "I let you carry things when you were 5 years old."
"I know it," the boy said. "I'll be right back. Have another coffee. We have credit here." Maigret's Failure, Georges Simenon. Maigret hung up.
"He shot himself in the head," he said.
"I heard."
"Has his wife got a telephone?"
"Yes."
She gave him the number, and he dialed it at once.
"Hello? Madame Gaillardin?"
"This is the maid."
"Is Madame Gaillardin out?"
"She left for the Riviera 2 days ago with the children." "Who is that? Monsieur Gaillardin?"
"No, the police. There's something I want to know."
"Were you in the flat yesterday evening?"
"Certainly I was."
"Did Monsieur Gaillardin call there?"
"Why?"
"Answer me, please."
"Well, yes."
"At what time?"
"I had gone to bed. It was after 10:30.
"What did he want?"
"To speak to Madame."
"Did he often come to see her in the evening?"
"Not in the evening, no."
"In the daytime?"
"He used to come to see the children."
Wild at Heart, John Eldridge. I know some couples who have decided against having children altogether. They simply aren't willing to chance the heartache children often bring. What if they're born with a crippling disease? What if they turn their backs on us and God? What if... Yet this is the world God has made, a world that requires us to live with risk, because God wants us to live by faith. "Then the Lord intervened" is perhaps the single most common phrase about him in Scripture in one form or another.